is up? Welcome back to another episode of the Fit for Life with Aunt Julie podcast. I'm super excited to say Happy New Year to all of you. This podcast episode is going to be all about how you can set yourself up to win 2023. Many people every single year set out with these massive resolutions, and most people will drop off by the end of January. I don't want that for you. I want you to make 2023 a success. So I hope that these top 7 tips help you set yourself up for success so that in a year's time you can look back and be grateful that you started today. As always, if you do enjoy this podcast, make sure you share it with a loved one that you think would benefit from it. And of course, if you need any help one-on-one, you can sign up at fitwithandjulie.com for my Resolution Smash Challenge, which is starting on the 16th of January. Let's get into it. When it comes to New Year resolutions, I feel like there's a lot of negativity around them, especially from people in the fitness industry saying things like, oh, you know, New Year's resolutions are so silly, start today, start before the new year. And I totally agree that the best time to start is always right now instead of waiting for a new week, a new month, or even a new year. However, there is something I find quite special and magical around a new year. It just feels like a fresh start. So if you are caught up in worrying about what you ate over Christmas and New Year's and all of that, please leave that behind. We are in a new year now and it is time to rock and roll and actually achieve your goals. So the first thing I'm gonna say is, what are your goals? The first thing I want you to actually recognize is what you want to achieve this year. Break it down into, I guess, smaller goals. So we want to understand what the goal is for this year, what are some mini goals that will help you achieve that greater goal, and then go from there. And I want to give you examples. So for example, if your big goal, let's be honest, a lot of people have this as a goal, is fat loss. Say you want to lose 40 pounds this year, or whatever amount of weight it is that you feel you need to lose. If you want to lose 40 pounds, it's going to feel really overwhelming. So what are some mini goals that will help enable you to achieve that bigger goal this year? This might look like, okay, I'm going to go to the gym 4 times a week. So that's a goal. Okay, I'm going to start my day off with a walk each day for 30 minutes. That's a goal. And following on from that, that might be a part of another goal, which is to hit 10,000 steps every day. So we want to have this, you know, bigger overarching goal, but then we need to break it down into smaller goals that are going to actually result in you achieving the bigger goal. So we've got steps, we've got how many times you're going to work out per week. For your nutrition, it might look like, you know what, I'm only going to get takeaways once a week, I'm going to meal prep on a Sunday, and it's really kind of building these healthy habits that will compile and accumulate to you losing the, you know, weight that you want to down the track when you tick off these habits each day. So using myself as an example and say competing, I know that I want to pro debut in the WBFF. Now, what do I need to do in order to have a successful pro debut? Well, I know I want to build more muscle. Now, when I say build more muscle, we're talking like a good year of building before I go to get on the stage so that I bring a whole new package to the stage when my time comes. But if I look at that, that is a massive goal. That's a really long time away. Like, we're talking competing in 2024. So then what am I going to do in order to keep myself on track working toward that greater goal? Well, I'm going to make sure that I'm nourishing my body with whole foods. I'm sticking to 5 workouts a week. I'm ticking off my steps. I'm drinking enough water. I'm making sure I'm getting in about 8 to 9 hours of sleep I've been getting recently. It's about, you know, recognizing what your goal is, then breaking that down into smaller actionable habits that you can tick off each day. Number 2, tracking your progress. How do you intend to track your progress? This is going to vary depending on what your goal is. So for example, if someone's goal is fat loss, it's pretty easy to kind of track that in terms of many other videos I've covered in depth on this topic. But, you know, scales, measurements, progress photos, your energy levels, how your clothes fit, lots of non-scale victories around fat loss. It's going to be very different to someone that is in a build muscle phase or someone that is training for a performance-based goal, such as a triathlon, a marathon, a half marathon, any kind of race type thing. Maybe it's like CrossFit Games situation. Depending on what your goal is, this is going to, you know, vary how you're going to track your progress. So for me personally, if my goal is build muscle, if your goal is to build muscle, It's going to be a slow process. You're not going to notice changes as you would for something like fat loss, where you notice changes in the scales, the measurements, progress photos. Building muscle does take time. And to be honest, it's stepping outside of your comfort zone. It doesn't necessarily feel the best when your clothes start to fit you a little more snugly and maybe the scales are going up and you're just not feeling as lean as you once were. But I focus on things like, is my strength going up? What's my energy like? How's my relationship with food? Am I nourishing my body with good foods, yet still having flexibility to eat out with friends and have family dinners, as opposed to being on a really strict competition shred? And then when it comes to my energy levels, am I, you know, feeling really energetic throughout the day? Am I getting stronger in the gym and progressing with my weights and my sessions? There's other ways that we can track progress. Also, making sure that I'm still taking progress photos, but maybe less often than in a shred. So in a shred, I usually take photos either every week or every 2 weeks, depending what my goal is. And then if it's a build muscle phase, I'm probably honestly only going to take photos once a month or once every 2 weeks, just because the progress is honestly so much slower than in a shred. And that leads on nicely to number three, having patience on your journey. Whether your goal is to lose fat, build muscle, gain confidence, get a better relationship with food, run a half marathon, do a triathlon, whatever the goal is, it is so important to have patience, because nothing worth having comes overnight. Patience is something I think is highly underestimated. So many people, especially in the start of the year, will sign up to a program, even if it's something like Fit with Anjuli, and in a few days, you know, maybe they've stuck to their nutrition for 1 out of 3 days and they've hit their steps, they've hit their water, and they haven't gotten the results that they wanted, then they're so quick to be like, you know what, I want to quit, it's not for me. But realistically, you are not going to get the results that you want in 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, a week, maybe even 2 to 4 weeks. Progress takes time. Yes, in 30 days, you can get amazing results if you are on track with all your habits. And I've shown this with the Anjuli Fit Squad. They're girls that put in the work and are consistent with their habits and patience, get results. If you, however, start your journey and stop it every couple of days, you're never going to get the results that you want. And I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm here to keep it real with you. As a friend for you, as a coach for the squad, I want to keep it real with you. There will be other coaches that tell you that you can get the results that you want in as little as a week. There's going to be a lot of people selling fad diets, detox teas, smoothies, all kind of quick fixes that might initially give you a little drop on the scales due to you extremely restricting yourself, but I guarantee you, you're going to fall off track and either gain that little bit of weight back, if not more later. We really want to focus on building sustainable, lifelong habits that enable you to not only get the results that you want, but keep them after. And that's why with Resolution Smash, my 8-week challenge, it's not just an 8-week challenge where I give you a plan, it's the same as everyone else, you do it, and then you go back to what you were doing before and gain all the weight back and more. Resolution Smash, my ultimate body transformation program, anyone that is working with me on Fit with Anjuli, you can tell I'm passionate about this, is an ongoing subscription. I am all about helping you build healthy habits that you can continue long term. And once you've lost the fat, I want you to stay on working with me so that we can reverse diet, get your calories up nice and high, and get you to a good place in which you feel you can maintain a shape that you love and feel your best in long term. So if you're like, what the heck is Resolution Smash? You can find out more at fitwithanjuli.com. In short, it's an 8-week challenge as part of my Ultimate Body Transformation Program to help you stay motivated and inspired over the next 8 weeks, starting on the 16th of January. There's $2,000 of cash prizes as well as spot prizes across the 8 weeks, so you do not want to miss out on this. If you're like, I really need help to lose fat, build muscle, gain confidence, you know, maybe you do want to run a marathon or a triathlon like many of the squad have done, or eventually go on to compete in the WBFF one day, this is a great starting point for you. So head along to Fit with Anjuli, sign up today, I'll send you an email about your goals and we can get started working together today. Number four, share your goals with someone and have an accountability partner. So there is research that shows publicizing your goals with family and friends is a really good way to make sure that you stay accountable in order to actually achieve whatever your said goal is. And the reason for this is you have that external accountability. So if you set out to, you know, lose fat this year and you don't tell your partner or your flatmates or your family, and then they're, you know, getting takeaways all the time, they're offering it to you, they're not there to support you because they don't know what your goal is. So how can they support you if you haven't openly expressed to them what your goal is and why? So this conversation might look like me, for example, talking to Ross. Hey Ross, this year my goal is to go pro. In order for me to do this, I need to make sure I stick to my nutrition. I find it really hard if, you know, the chocolate is just left out on the bench or the Nutella is just left open, you know, sitting around. Would it be possible for you to, you know, put the Nutella on the top shelf and for you to hide the chocolate in the freezer or whatever, you know? So it's about having those open conversations. And many other women that work with me have said to me, you know, my partner always gets takeaways and he offers it to me. So a simple conversation would be, hey, look, I really don't want to have takeaways this month. I really want to focus on cooking my own foods. Do you want to eat with me this month? Or, you know, if you're going to get takeaways, could you please not offer me any because I don't want it? And it does come down to having that good communication with loved ones around you. Now, when I say an accountability partner, for many people, it is hard to find someone to stay accountable to. This is where a coach comes into play. For me personally, with the Anjuli Fit Squad, they have check-ins with me every 2 weeks. So that's where you have to email me a reflection of your goals. I've got hair on my face. So that is where you need to email me a check-in on how you've been going with all your habits. So that's kind of a chance for you to reflect on how your past 2 weeks have been, but also it gives you that added kind of layer in of knowing, oh, I've got a check-in with Anjuli and update her on how I've been going. And sometimes just knowing that you have a coach to support you is enough for you to rethink the decisions you're about to make, especially if it comes to you going off track. If you, you know, aren't with a coach, then maybe that comes down to you chatting with a best friend and saying like, hey, you know, do you have a goal you want to achieve? This is a goal I want to achieve. Let's hold each other accountable. Another aspect of this when you work with me on the squad is you actually have the Anjuli Fit Squad members only Facebook group, as well as the hashtag Anjuli Fit Squad on Instagram. So you can all support one another. If you're on the squad, you know, it's a really good idea to make a fitness Instagram. Lots of women do this. You can make it private if you want and only follow squad members. Or you know what, you could even make an Instagram name that has nothing to do with your real name so that you can keep it just for squad members to follow and to share your journey publicly without your face in it. Like you might choose to share your meals, you might choose to share your workouts. There's lots of ways for you to document your journey and stay accountable without having that pressure of, you know, sharing it publicly with the world. And that's exactly how I started my Instagram. It was a private Instagram account that I honestly just let like strangers on the internet follow. I didn't have any friends or family following me on Instagram when I started out. And then when I built more confidence, that's when I made my Instagram public. And well, what do you know now? We've built an incredible community of over 160,000 of you. Whoa. Number 5, I want you to actually have a proper plan and schedule in place. Of course, when we want to achieve our goals, we need to have a proper plan in place. This is for our nutrition, as well as our workouts, as well as all our habits. Trying to achieve your goals without a plan is like jumping in the car without Google Maps. You're just going to drive wherever and you're not necessarily going to get to the destination you want. And if you're someone that is directionally challenged like I am, like it is just no good without a Google Map. Get a proper plan in place. Sign up at fitwithanjuli.com. I'll send you an email about your goals and we'll start working together. If for whatever reason you're not on the squad, you don't have a coach, that's not a possibility for you right now, well, you can still have a proper plan in place. What do I mean by this? Well, look at your week, Monday to Sunday. What days are you going to work out? Where are you going to work out? What time are you going to work out? I want you to be really specific. So say you want to work out 4 times a week. This might look like Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm going to work out at 6 a.m. at the gym or in my living room. So you've picked those times. Schedule it in your calendar, whether it's on Google, whether it's, you know, written down, and you lock those days in, and it is a non-negotiable that on those days at that time, you will do your workout. Then when it comes to nutrition, how many meals are you going to have per day? How are you going to actually ensure that you stick to that? Is it that you're going to meal prep on a Sunday? Is it that you're going to also meal prep on a Wednesday? Plan out exactly how many meals you'll have, what foods you're going to have, go get your groceries, and then meal prep. If you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. So get that proper plan in place for your nutrition and your training. Now that's a really good start. Then the other habits that I've always recommended all over the show when it comes to achieving your fat loss goals are sleep, steps, water, stress management. How are you going to drink enough water each day? Carry your water bottle everywhere with you. How are you going to make sure that you get the set amount of steps that you want to achieve each day? Maybe you're going to go for a walk in your lunch break with a colleague. Maybe after work, you're going to go for a walk around the block with a friend or your partner. Really try and schedule time in to make time for you in alignment with your goals. And that's going to look different for everyone depending on what your goal is, of course. So for someone that's training to do a marathon, it might look like, okay, I'm going to, you know, strength train 3 times a week and I'm going to run 3 times a week and have a full rest day in which I just go for a light walk or I get a massage. So whatever your goal is, it's going to vary, you know, what your week looks like essentially. So just have a proper plan in place, schedule your meals, your training, your habits, and have a proper routine in place when it comes to going to bed and waking up. If you know you've got to work out in the morning early, pack your bags the night before. It really comes down to preparation. Number 6, the all or nothing mentality. This needs to go. It is 2023. We are long gone with the all in or all out mentality. All in or all out simply means like if you set a goal and you have a plan in place, you're either all in and you're ticking every single habit on that plan, or you're completely the polar opposite. So what this might look like is, okay, Monday to Friday, I'm all in. I'm going to stick to my nutrition. I'm going to stick to my training. I nail all my habits. Come the weekend, you're like, oh, well, you know, I can't go to the gym this weekend because I'm away traveling. Oh, well, I may as well eat whatever I want, not do my steps, not drink enough water, and I may as well just go out and not even sleep tonight. So you've got 2 different extremes. That is the idea of all in or all out. That's quite a big extreme kind of example. Another example from a day-to-day basis might look like, oh, I've got dinner out for work tonight, so I'm not gonna stick to my nutrition anyway. I may as well go to Starbucks, get some whipped cream on my coffee, have a scone, I might have some cake for lunch, go out for sushi. Oh, and since I'm not sticking to my nutrition, oh well, I'll just skip my workout today and start again tomorrow. So you've got this really extreme of like being on track one day, then just because one thing's not perfect in the day, you're, you know, not going to do anything else. What I really want you to challenge yourself to do is to find that sweet spot of understanding that, okay, hey, today might not be perfect, but it doesn't have to be a write-off. I can still show up for myself and make myself proud. So this might look like if you've got a dinner out with colleagues at night or a date night or a dinner out with your friends, you might think, okay, well, this morning, I'm going to start the day off right with a walk and a workout. For lunch, I might decide to, you know, have my usual lunch, but I'll skip my afternoon snack so I've got a little bit more calories to play with at dinner, if, for example, your goal is fat loss. And you know what, just because you're going out for dinner doesn't mean that you have to have 2 glasses of wine. You might choose to have 1 glass of wine. You might choose not to have dessert. You might choose to, you know, stick to water instead of drinking tonight so that you can have dessert. There's lots of different ways that you can still stay on track even when one thing might not be on point, and this will still enable you to progress. Now, when we speak of progress, I don't want you to focus on the all or nothing, like I must be perfect or nothing at all. I want you to look at it more like, okay, well, today might not be perfect, but I'm gonna aim for progress over perfection. So, for example, if yesterday you had a really bad day and you didn't stick to 4 out of 5 of your habits, then maybe today you ease back into it and you aim to stick to 3 out of 5 of your habits. So maybe yesterday you didn't stick to nutrition and you didn't hit your steps. Well, then today you're going to hit your nutrition, you're going to hit your steps, and you're going to focus on a couple of other habits that you know you can do. And it's about not letting one day off or one meal off turn into 2 days, 2 meals, a week, a month, a year. So James Clear speaks about this in his book Atomic Habits, which I recommend to absolutely everyone all the time. Do not let one day off derail you and turn into 2 days. Let this year be the year in which you're like, you know what, okay, yesterday wasn't perfect, but today's going to be better, and continue to aim to progress instead of being perfect. Eventually, all the small habits and the decisions that you make will compound and you will achieve your goals. And come this time next year, you will be feeling amazing that you decided to start today. Lastly, number 7, be kind to yourself, but also be real with yourself. So there is a fine line between, you know, being kind to yourself and giving yourself grace, and being honest with yourself and taking accountability and responsibility for your actions. So what do I mean by this? Well, sure, if you decide that you want to go out all weekend and have fun with your friends, and you consciously decide that you want to go out and eat and drink and just forget about your goals for the weekend, fine. Take ownership and responsibility in knowing that you decided to do that. So then you can't get mad at yourself when the following week the scales are up a couple of pounds, you don't feel like you started the week off right because you're still hungover Sunday, you didn't meal prep. It comes down to you recognizing, like, hey, I chose to eat out with friends and go out drinking and have a fun weekend, and you know, that's fine because that's what I chose to do. However, what we don't want to do is then, you know, keep doing that and saying like, oh, I'm not getting results even though I'm working really hard. I'm feeling down in the dumps about not getting the results you wanted for the work that you didn't do. When it comes to being kind to ourselves, what I personally see it is like, you know what, if you slip up for whatever reason, it's not something to dwell on, it's not something to feel guilty for. It's like, hey, you know what, yeah, I ate, like, you know, an extra piece of cake when I only said I would eat one piece of cake. Okay, well, what went wrong? What could I change moving forward? You reflect on it, you learn from it, and then you move forward, and maybe the next time there's a birthday party, you try and implement what you said you would do after the last time. It's about recognizing the decisions that you're making, having grace with yourself and saying, like, you know, certain times you're going to be more flexible with your nutrition as opposed to other times. For example, birthdays, I love them. There is no reason that on your birthday you shouldn't be able to have, you know, a piece of cake or something that you enjoy and go out for dinner and celebrate. However, do you need to, you know, go out and have drinks and cake every time it's someone's birthday or someone's leaving party or someone's wedding? There's a fine line between being kind to yourself and actually honoring what you said you'd do and sticking to the habits that you wanted to, you know, do in order to achieve your goals. And this takes time to learn. It's taken me a long time to learn, and I always find it hard after a competition to find what balance is to me, because after 32 weeks of prep last year, I won't lie, I found it really hard to rein things in. And to be honest, if your goal is fat loss, especially if you've already lost quite a bit of weight and you really want to take it to the next level, balance just isn't necessarily going to be a thing. It is hard to get to the next level of being lean if, for example, your goal is to have visible abs. You need to actually track everything from your nutrition, you know, every gram, to your water, your sleep, your steps, and all of that. If you're someone that, you know, wants to lose 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds this year or more, the small habits that you change from day in and day out is actually going to make a big difference. So start by walking more. Just start by swapping out any kind of calorie-filled drinks for zero calorie equivalents. Start by, you know, cleaning out the cupboard of the foods that you know don't align with your goals or you struggle to control. Gosh, that was a lot of talking from me. The main things to take away from this, I would say, out of everything, is to just start. Instead of worrying about how long it's going to take, how far you have to go, all the work you have to do, just focus on what you can do today. Your future self will thank you for. Think of that every single day, and eventually those days are going to add up. The time is going to pass anyway, whether you're working towards your goals or not at all. And just start, tick off each day. And of course, one of my tips is to use a habit tracker. If you're on the Ann Julie Fit Squad, you can get your habit trackers from the Google Drive. There's an 8-week one there for Resolution Smash, as well as a 90-day habit tracker. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast, wherever you're listening to it on. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that it helps you. Let's make 2023 an incredible year. And once again, if you need any help, sign up at fitwithannjulie.com. I'll send you an email and we can get started working together today.